Verdade, mas a Alemanha atualmente só aprende, se fizer que nos portaria a China, vai ser show hard. Okay, mas a Shem, today we're going to do the supplement Zion of Tzitzis and the Chumash and then Sunday we'll finish up the Chazara and maybe call them on and everything they have. And Monday we'll have an oral Tehillah together. And oral Tehillah just means we speak and learning together. That's what it means. And then on Tuesday, Bezer Shem will continue the limit of Tzitzis, Bezer Shem. Okay. So there is a Gemara that we're on the supplements of Zion, supplement of packet Zion. So Gemara says in Shabbos Kufla B'Tesa B'Beis Amar Rabin Barafuna Amar Rav Chama Bar Guria B'Satif Adam B'Kilo Kaskasev V'Yotzei L'Shuzar B'Shabbos Atashma Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Hayotzei B'Talus That if a person goes out on Shabbos with a talis that is not hasn't the proper tzitzis on it, so then he's chayiv chatas, because the tzitzis is really not a the beged really. Tzitzis is tefillah to the beged because it's the mitzvah, but if you're not doing the mitzvah correctly, then it's extraneous, and it's extraneous. So if it's extraneous, so then it would be hotzah. That wouldn't be hotzah. So that's what the Gemara. There's more to say in this Gemara, but as a show we can do more discussion. But that's the idea of hayotzi b'talos she'edim b'shuyas. So the question that is raised is, so if you hold like the sheet of the Rambam, that tzitzis is part of Balayla, even a Beged Yom is part of Balayla. So then there's no mitzvah, according to the Rambam, of tzitzis Balayla. So if there's no mitzvah, so then there should be an iser of going out on Friday night with tzitzis, because you're not getting a mitzvah, right? You're not getting a mitzvah. So if you're not getting a mitzvah, then it's a masa. Just like the Gemara says, this Gemara of Chayiv Chatas. So this question is only according to the Rambam, meaning that, because according to the Rush, so if you have your beged, your dal kanfos or whatever, so you're usually wearing it in the daytime, so it's a beged yom, so it's chayiv even malayla. But the Rambam sheet is that it's not totally in beged yom; it's called solely on yom malayla. So layla is part of mitzitzis, so it should be chayiv katas. So it happens to be on page 5 that the Rambam himself discusses this question. Because the Rambam says in Shabbos, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yutes, Halacha Chof, Tal Talis HaMetzuyeses Kilchasa, Mutar Lotzeis Bala, Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla. Tal Talis, Shein Atzitzah HaGimur, Masa, El Harim, Minoy HaBeget. It's Minoy HaBeget, even when what? When you're not being able to say the mitzvah, because he says bein bayom bein balayla, that's what Rav Aaron said, that's still considered an ornament to the beggar, right? And so the Rambam himself, the whole problem stems with the Shitas Rambam, but he himself addresses this issue, and he says bein atzisas kumur masa elohayu minoy habeggar mitachsisav kumur imuv kayosiv. In other words, if it wouldn't have been Noi HaBeged, you'd be chayiv even on Shabbos itself, in the daytime. But the point that he's making is, but it doesn't, even Balayla, when you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. Because I would have thought that the whole Noi HaBeged is only because of the Mitzvah. Maybe it's not called Noi HaBeged when, I mean, we're so used to it, we would be awkward if we would look at a talis that didn't have tzitzis. We're so used to it, but it's a noya beged even when you're not being yotzei the mitzvah. That's what the Rambam seems to say. And the Tshuvas HaRambam on page 7 discusses this as well. On the in the tshuva, it's the fourth line. Hayotzei b'tal sheinu mitzios kachos chayv chatos. Sover zal shatav shachayv chatos mitzishol yotzei yidei chovasa. Tayinu mitzios kachosa. Omer huzal mikan shebolel Shabbos sheinu zman chiyev lo yuchol atzei spetzitzis. So the question is raised that. And he says, this is the Rabbeinu Yitzchak Baal Halachs, the Rif. Third line, Oser Latzeis Betzitzis B'lel Shabbos. Nisha'enu Zman Chiv. So he's quoting that he quotes it as the Rif Shita. That you can't be Yotzei Friday night. You can't go out Friday night with Tzitzis. Now, if you look carefully in the Rif, it's in the Shailos HaTshuvos HaRif, but it seems that it was only the Shoyal who said like that. Because he says, the Shoyal says, L'masha Osir V'Seinu Zal L'Tzeis V'Tal She'enim Tziyosis Kilchosa L'Tzeis V'Mikzas Chutei Tzitzis V'Sheisho Meke Eini Surel M'Shem Osir L'Tzeis V'Tal Tziyosis V'Leil L'Shabbos V'Shein Zman Tzitzis. But if some want to compare, that Latzeis Batal Sheinu Mitzios Kilchosa is similar to this idea of Tzitzis B'Leil Shabbos. But then Tshuva Eini Tzur El Mishum Shomru. Tzitzis chashiv ulobad l'gavital l'superish adovet v'mitzit tzitzis roi ulhashlim alof. V'vich eiru batal l'gavital. So if you have tzitzis, that's not proper, but you don't want to get rid of it. You want to be mashlim alof. So then it has a chashivus, because you want it. Avon l'kilu dover omen v'neatzmo. She'yazav l'kilu yotzei mehem shalok k'derech malbush m'shum hochi chayav chattis. It's only because you want to be mashlim alof, so it's chashivas. But if it's not something you want to be mashlim alof, it's there, even though you're not yotzei the mitzvah, it's still okay. So that's what he's saying, that that the riff in the tshuva seems to that it's okay. It's only a problem if you have you don't have enough strings and you want to add the string to get the right amount. So you have a chashivas to the strings you have and you want to be mosif alav. So then that gives it a chashivas since you want to be mosif alav. And then it's still you want mosif yet. So then it's also to be yotzei. But if it's a regular beggar that has all the strings and it's just Friday night, it should be okay. So that's the seemingly the Rif Shita. It would be similar, you know, that it's not a chotzah. But so the person that, most far, they all quote, oh, the Rif Shita, but if you look at the Rif seems to, not to say like that, but the Shoyal in the Rif seems to say like that. So that's an interesting An interesting idea here, that maybe it's and if you look at the Rosameach on page 15, Arif Bashut, Amitruvus Rabbeinu, Od Lo Eshkan Israel, Otseis Mepegim, Tiesis, Erev Shabbos, Samuel Chal Sheikha, Shem Yetzim, Belay Lushus Harabim, Kibog Abi Tfil. So he says, so he quotes the Rif from the Tshuva. But the Rambam doesn't hold. The Rambam was the Shita that potentially could have been a problem and says it's okay. And that's the, I told you, well, why don't we find, we see the, anyone, you never find anyone being machmer such a chumrah. Not to go out, since the only people I told you, the only people who will be machmer, the briskers, but a real brisker won't even be able to go out by yom, but it's just because they don't have the tchelis. And even though we paskin the tchelis is not makiv as halavan, but there's a shita that says tchelis is, and the Balamor paskins like that shita, so they're choshish for that shita that the tchelis is makiv as halavan. So it means that you're not yotze with the lovan if there's no tchelis. So then the lovan is a masa. So therefore, a real brisket won't wear tzitzis outside on Shabbos because of hotzah, even in the daytime.
I once met somebody who holds, who says b'shita sarambai. He was wearing the talis katan that he said wasn't kashir. I don't know why, but he was wearing a talis katan that wasn't kashir, and therefore, according to the Rambam, he wouldn't wear it on Shabbos.
He wouldn't wear it on Shabbos. What do you mean according to the Rambam?
I understood from because it's not a shiur, so it's the same thing. In other words, if the beged wasn't mechuyav al pi din,
right? The beged is still a beged, but the tzitzis.
But the tzitzis is a masud.
Right. Right. In other words, you're choshish that maybe for the. For hotel purposes, you need a real big beggar.
Right.
Yeah. So, but I told you, but the briskers won't wear any. So the only ones that would be kosher would be a brisker, and the briskers aren't even wearing in the day. So it's hard to find a person that would be kosherish only at night, not to wear tzitzis in Rosh Hashanah. That would be interesting. But Rizal would go to sleep in tzitzis.
My roommate tried to convince me to do it.
Yeah, your roommate tried to convince you to wear tzitzis to sleep.
We honor a
cluster,
and he was like, oh, you can wear tzitzis or something. I said, oh, I never did it before. Maybe I'm a stubborn guy.
So that the look on page 18 and say for tzitzis, he says, Om Nam Metruvas Harambam Navy Shitas Harif. They ain't had to let say for tzitzis Jarvis all the young, but I keep telling you, I don't think it's Shitas Harif. I think it's just the shoyl on the Shitas Harif. But according to that shita, whoever it is, he doesn't say that it's just noy habeget. In other words, you need the mitzvah itself. And if you're not being yotzei the mitzvah itself, then it's otzah. So it'll be very... Okay, so that's the question, whether the Noy Beged comes from the mitzvah or the Noy Beged comes even without the bishop. Now I can hear very well this Laura of that it is also. I can hear very well because the Maisi, according to the Rambam, is no mitzvah. But again, the Rambam himself is the one who said there was no problem. Either way, so it's not like someone else is the Yashiv, the Rambam. In other words, the Rambam himself, it's the best Tran, the Rambam, when the Rambam himself gives you the. But he himself says that it's Noyah Beget, even Balayt. That's the idea. I told you that and let's look in the Artzus HaChaim on page 12 and 13. He quotes here. Maybe there's another issue of wearing tzitzis balayla. Maybe it's Bal Tosif.
You need kavana then to be out, to be over.
Yeah.
Because it's not bismanui.
Right. Kavana for the mitzvah. And he has kavana that he wants to be out in the mitzvah.
Okay, so he won't have kavana.
Right. Yeah, I was just at a chassid this week of Rabbi Yishai Berkowitz. So what do I tell me? Rabbi Ben Katz is a rabbi in MDS, and so he says every once in a while. He teaches boys that are going to be bar mitzvah soon. So he'll put on tefillin in the class to show them how to put on tefillin. So the shaila he asked was, should he make a bracha on the tefillin? And you're putting it on to show your students how to put on tefillin.
What you should do is you should do your shaila support.
Yeah,
you should come 10 minutes early and then show everyone.
So I said, let's go ask the Dayan. The Satmar Dayan was at the wedding with Getzel Berkowitz. So he said, no, you shouldn't make a bracha. He said, yeah, a hepach kavana. Why should he have hepach kavana? Why can't he just... That's what he suggested, that he have hepach kavana. Yeah. Rabbi Aaron, what are you saying?
Hepach kavana. So you wouldn't, why hepach kavana? So you won't be over about Isif? I mean, what's hepach kavana?
He's not being miskavin for the mitzvah.
So that gets him out of the bracha?
Yeah. That's what he said. Do you lose anything by saying you have real kavana?
When a Baal Bris, to the father puts on tefillin at a bris, he doesn't make a bracha? Of course he makes a bracha.
You mean because you see, you're from Israel. See, we have all the bris in chachras. Anyway.
My son's bris was at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, you see, someone once said the difference between Israeli brisson and American brisson is the in America, the father tells the moel when he should come. In Israel, the moel tells the father when he. So then, because you can have one moel has 10 brisin in a day, right? And then, so you can't do them all in the morning. So
also, people have more easier ways of getting out of work.
In Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? In Israel, it's easier to get out of work than there. Yeah.
Right. They got the 2-hour break in the afternoon.
The whole child's missing a student one.
Yeah.
Yeah, in America, it's weird. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll finish this up next week. Maybe Sunday we'll finish up all the Chazara a little bit in Chol HaMoed in this. And then Monday we'll have the review together. You know, review is just we talk and learn of all the sugyas. And so ostensibly we'll